Drought or dry spell, both. I use either one.
Okay. If the wind has been blowing gently, but now it's beginning to blow harder, you'd say the wind is...
picking up.
If the wind blows hard for a while and then gradually begins to blow more gently, the wind is...
I'm just slowing down, I guess. Okay. That's it.
On a winter morning, the white stuff that appears on the ground that isn't snow is what?
Frost.
Okay. Now, are there, in your mind, different kinds of frost, or is there just one kind?
Oh, there's several kinds.
And what are
they? Well, we call hoar frost. That's what we call this. It spews up the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then just light frost. Sometimes a killing frost, that's the one that... But I don't, that's so far, I don't know.
Well, that's good. Let's see, the night when the temperature had dropped to 25 degrees and the water in the pond became solid, we had a...
freeze.
Okay. Would you ever call it a hard freeze?
Well, it would have to be lower than 25 to give you a hard freeze.
How cold would it have to be a hard freeze?
Well, I'd say we get around and in the 20s, a little below that.
Uh-huh.
Your pond wouldn't be solid for, I guess it'd have to get down about zero if it's much of a pond.
I guess you're right, yeah. I hadn't thought about that when I made up the question. If the water in the pond had become hard, you'd say the pond, what?
Was frozen.
Okay. Would you ever use the expression, froze over?
Well, yes, and you would.
Uh-huh.
That's where it's a sheet of ice across it.
Just a couple of inches thick?
Yeah, something like that, or maybe less. If it's, in other words, the ice would cover the surface of the pond.
Uh-huh.
We could call that frozen over.
Okay. In a house, guests are entertained in which room?
Well, we put them in here.
what do you call the room?
Well, we call this the music room for the reassembled reading. The piano's in here.
Okay. And what do you call the room across the hall?
That's the sitting room over there. Uh-huh. That's where we, if we want a sort of special company or something, a good many people, we go in there and in here both. But usually we just entertain them. This is our wake room.
This is a nice, comfortable room.
Yeah.
How high is the ceiling in here?
I believe at 12 feet.
Uh-huh. Yeah, let's see. I wonder if you, let me see if I got a piece of paper here. What I'd like you to do is make a floor plan of the house for me.
Oh, I can't do that.
Oh, you can? Well, you can describe it to me and I could make it. Can I have a piece of paper?
Oh, yeah, you've got plenty of paper.
Okay. I should have thought to bring mine in, but I forgot. Oh, no, it's not going to be anything very professional. I'm afraid I'm not much of an artist either. Okay, let's see now. The front porch comes like this, and then this room comes out sort of to meet the front porch, doesn't it? The sitting room does?
Well, it's just on, the sitting room across the yard, it goes beyond the front porch.
Okay, and then this is the music room.
Yes.
And a hall extends back from the front porch.
Full length of the house.
Okay. And then, let's see, what's the room behind the music
That's
room?
That's our bedroom.
It's a bedroom, okay.
Yeah.
And does the sitting room extend about as far back as this room?
Just almost the same, yes.
All right. And then what's behind that?
Well, it used to be the dining room. We don't have a dining room anymore. But...
okay. And then is the kitchen at the back of the house?
Well, for the kitchen, there's a side hall. This is big as ordinary room. Yeah, we got as much room in halls here as a heap of houses.
Okay. And then behind the side hall is the kitchen?
There's the kitchen, yes.
All right.
And then from the kitchen,